This is Ozarks at Large. There were interesting storylines in Sebastian County connected to yesterday and last night's election. Joining me on the phone now from the website The City Wire is Michael Tilley. Michael, welcome to Ozarks at Large.
Well, thanks for the invitation.
A late night for you in Sebastian County, wasn't it?
Yes, late night, early morning, however you want to look at it. But it was definitely interesting, and there will be many new names in city government and the legislative arena, the Fort Smith area, come January.
Well, let's talk first about something that happened not by election, but that happened last night with city directors. There was a change in city government at that meeting last night, wasn't there?
Yes. You know, the craziest thing of all nights to do that. I mean, this has been brewing for some time. It wasn't a surprise. There's been expressed dissatisfaction for some time between several members of the board and city administrator Dennis Kelly here in Fort Smith. Of course, most listeners, we have a city administrator form of government. Our mayor is largely ceremonial. The city administrator is the day-to-day guy. And sure enough, out of the blue, they come out of executive session last night and had voted to fire Mr. Kelly, Mr. Dennis Kelly, and his dismissal was effective immediately. So here we're in the midst of trying to see where all the races are going, and bam, this gets dropped in our lap. But it was interesting. It will be interesting to see how a new board and a new mayor are going to handle this, finding a new city administrator.
Yes, because as you mentioned, it will be a new board with two new members who were elected last night. And although largely ceremonial, there will be a new Fort Smith mayor as well.
Right, and we will have three, well, counting the mayor, we'll have four new faces on a seven-person board. We'll have Pam Weber comes on, George Katsavas, and Philip Mary, who ran unopposed, and then Sandy Sanders. So more than a 50% turnover. I think that's a good thing. I know I'm putting words in citizens' mouths here, but there have been some frustrations with the previous makeup of the city board, not taking some decisive actions on some key issues. So we'll see if this new board, we'll see if how they gel together and what kind of momentum or lack thereof that we get.
There were a few incumbents from the state legislature in Northwest Arkansas that lost races. What were the legislative races like in Western Arkansas?
Well, if you were a Democrat, they were brutal. I didn't think that the anti-Democrat, anti-Washington backlash was going to filter down so far into the state elections, but boy, was I wrong. We had Representative Steve Breedlove here in South Fort Smith area, Sebastian County, Franklin County area, lost the race, at least. And I know, Kyle will have to know, not all of these races have been certified official yet, but it looks like Steve has lost. And he's a veteran legislator, did a lot for the district, was popular, but rookie Gary Stubblefield, upset him. And it looks like John Paul Wells, who was a representative, it wasn't an incumbent, it was an open Senate seat, Senate District 6, but it looks like he lost to, rookie Republican Bruce Holland. So, again, if you're a Democrat, it was just brutal. And even in the county races here in Sebastian County, in Crawford County, which typically swing Democrat, even in this conservative area, the Republicans swept in Sebastian County except for the sheriff's race where Bill Hollenbeck, the Democrat, won.
So some interesting storylines that we can follow over the next few weeks and months, eh?
Yes, and one of the more interesting storylines, and I know you have Roby Brock on sometime, and he points out on his website this morning the new numbers in the Arkansas House and Senate for Republicans. The Republicans have, I think, 16 seats in the 35-member Senate, and the Republicans have 44, I believe, seats in the 100-member House. Those are numbers, without doing research, those are numbers we have not seen in modern political history. So it'll be interesting to see how the next session shakes out.
Well, I think the phrase that you'll hear a lot today and over the next few weeks is, not since Reconstruction.
Okay. Well, it'll be interesting how we reconstruct our typical assumptions about how the legislature works in 2011.
Michael Tilley is the owner and publisher of the website, thecitywire.com. Michael, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, and good luck with figuring this out, too.
Thank you.